another quiet Tuesday night in South Elms. I'm not sure where I missed the end of it. We'll come to that in a second. I mean, 3 points, and that's the more important thing.
Yeah, definitely, and also great, great belief and character to come back. Very difficult. You know, once you concede, we said it on Saturday, concede against teams like this, and it's going to be terribly difficult. But, you know, we sorted a few things out at half time because we were getting a bit anxious again, I thought, and playing too many long balls. And on a pitch like this, them long balls are accentuated because of the size of it, really. So, you know, I said to him, just play our way up to the halfway line and then start looking to hit people in behind and do it more conviction. And I thought we did that. That was summed up by the first goal, you know, in the first half. Our crossing was a bit tentative, whereas that in the second half, great ball in from Liam Brownhill and, you know, another goal for Greavesy. So, and then, you know, another thing that he needed to meet was fire with fire. Not in an ill-disciplined way, but in a way that, you know, showed that we're not going to be bullied or anybody's going to upset the apple cart just by being physical.
Well, that's one of the things I think we touched on Saturday with Rushall. We've just not quite managed to nail playing Rushall to a certain extent. And, you know, we've also been said I'm not leading you into anything there, but you know what I mean?
We can draw from that. Yeah. We can draw from that, you know, from every game's an experience as well. Learning curve for every single one of us, including me. So, you know, but hopefully tonight's shown that we can stand up to that physical challenge if they need to do that. But also we can play our football when it's there,
all there about. Exactly. And a bit of a fiery ending. I think there was obviously the red card, obviously. Attack on Birch, which is obviously it's going to be a red card all day long.
Disgraceful, and apparently he's issued a red card at the end to Michael Norton.
I believe so, yeah. I was already down here, so I haven't got a clue.
I turned around and shaking hands with our manager and wishing, well, you know, saying well done to our lads. We'll find out in time, we'll see what the referees seen or not seen, and we'll take the appropriate action.
And we'll look forward to Saturday. Of course, the FA Cup's always, especially after the run a couple of seasons ago, you know, it's always special. And
yeah,
I suppose you're looking for not an easy draw, but probably something easier than Charlie at home, to be honest with you. But you know, you play who you play, don't you?
Yeah, if you're going to win that competition, you've got to be the best, you know.
Well, you never know.
It's a difficult one, but it's home draw, which is important. You know, we can learn from last year's. You know, Charlie had a good side, and you know, I think we sometimes play better against the decent side. Hopefully that's going to be the case against Saturday.
And it'll be good to see Jake, of course, back at Gig Live for the first time.
Yeah, it'd be great. I've not seen him since he left, so it'd be good for Jake, and I'm sure he'll get a good reception from everybody because he was a great servant to the club while he was here.
Cheers, Scott. Cheers, Steve.